Anyways, hey, everybody. Welcome to Seriously Awkward and Friends. I am here with the one, the only. Actually, I'm not really sure if he's the one and only. I'm sure there's other Chris Gardners out there. I actually looked up on the internet earlier, and there's like 3,422 of them. So this is 3,420. I don't know. I can't even count. I don't even know where to find him in this. It's Chris Gardner. He's a friend of mine that we grew up together, but we didn't grow up together. We actually met later on in life, but we didn't grow up together, but we were friends. And he's in the military, and he's back. And originally, back in the day, we were both insane, like, improv people, and we are both... I would consider myself maybe a comedian, and I would consider himself a jerk. And we used to have a thing where we wanted to have a radio show called Chris and Dave Hour, which we wanted it to run at least 45 minutes to an hour and 25 minutes long. So it was never an actual hour. We wanted to either run it short or run it long. But here he is, Chris Gardner. Introduce yourself.
Well, hello. It's Chris Gardner. I'm not even the most famous Chris Gardner. If you saw the movie Pursuit of Happiness, the lead character played by Will Smith was also named Chris Gardner.
Oh, that's true. I forgot all about that.
Yep. So I feel like...
He looked exactly like you.
I feel like Will Smith should be playing a story about my life at some point.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
You know who I'd like to play a story of my life?
Oh, gosh.
I would really like... what's his name? Now I can't remember. Never mind.
Gerard Depardieu.
Ooh, that would be good. How about... Oh, I want Macaulay Culkin.
I don't know. He's pretty busy these days. I don't know if you could get him.
Ooh, Danny DeVito.
That was my wife in the background. Yeah.
I like it. Danny DeVito could play me. But I would want him to play me as like a retrospect thing. Like he's playing me, but playing a movie that's about me.
Yeah.
Like they're filming a movie about me, but he's playing me, but there's another actor that's playing him. Like, I'm me being the person that's, like, watching over the thing to make sure that they don't mess up the movie. But there's somebody else as the actor, as me, in the film.
Kind of like, what was that movie with the guy who came out of the TV screen and was, like, it was, like, an action movie. It was, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or somebody.
Last Action Hero.
Yes, that's the one. So, like, Last Action Hero.
Yeah, except for, you know, good.
Yeah. Hey, there was a niche audience for that.
Actually, I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
I will say I enjoyed that movie. It was what it was. It was a terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and I got exactly what I wanted out of it, which was a kid that wanted to be a part of the action, be inside of a movie, and it had all the tropes of a movie and everything like that. So Arnold Schwarzenegger, good you on know, you.
I think I actually saw that in theaters, maybe. I don't know if that is dating me or whatever they call it nowadays, whatever the kids are calling it.
Dating you?
No, yeah, dating me. Like,
so that means like you go on a date with yourself? Is that what is? That's kind of awkward.
It does get awkward. Sometimes I get handsy, so.
Inappropriate.
I'm gonna have to go pick weeds. My parents used to make me go pick weeds whenever I did anything inappropriate. I don't know why it was weeds, but weeds with an S, not singularly. I mean.
I don't know. Your family's interesting.
They are. It would have been more entertaining to pick weed.
So Chris has been, the last few years he's been in the military. He went in 7 years ago. How many years?
Eight now.
Eight. Okay. 8 years. He just got out of the military and now he's looking for a career and all that stuff. But in the process of all this, he was starting to tell me a story, and then I said, stop right there. We have to continue this story on the podcast because I want to hear what happened. Chris, can you explain to me what happened?
Okay. So I was coming back home from a deployment, and I was coming home earlier than the rest of my team because my wife was about to give birth to our fourth child. And so I got sent back by myself. I had to travel through Germany. So the first thing that happened was when they set up my flight, they didn't realize that there was like a 2-hour time difference. So they had called a taxi company or whatever they use for taxis to come and pick me up. But I got there 3 hours after the time they gave him to come pick me up. But they did give me a phone number, so that was good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I got there, but I didn't have a phone. I mean, I'm in Germany, you know, in the military airport, and somebody randomly is like, here, you can use my phone. It was her kid's phone, and they were in the military. They were stationed there.
Did it actually work, or was it just a regular kid's phone? This is like, here you go.
And no, you hit a number. Rotary, yeah.
You hit a number, and it's like, and the letter of the alphabet is A.
No, it was like the ones we used to have where it's a rotary dial and it goes ring.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. No, it was like a teenager's phone, so it was pretty fancy. But I ended up calling him, and it was very broken English. But he's like, I'm still in the area, but wait for me. He's like, I couldn't really understand, but he said something about don't leave, wait for me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out in front. And it sounded like he was trying to tell me not to go out in front for like 10 minutes. He's like, wait for 10 minutes and go out front. I was like, okay, you know, heavy German accent. I am German, but I don't have any kind of German accent. So you have to forgive me for that. But so I go outside and I'm waiting, and I have like all my, you know, luggage and gear and stuff. And I see a taxi like drive by, stop, back up, come over. And I said, here was my first mistake. I said, you're the taxi that's going to take me to. So I was at Rammstein, and I was supposed to go to what's the main airport? I forget what city it was. It was like the main city. It wasn't the capital, but it was one of the main cities. And he was like, oh, yes, get in. And so I'm like, okay, cool. So I get in, and he's talking on the phone in Greek or something. No, not Greek. He was, I forget what nationality was. But anyway, he was talking to his buddy on the phone, another cab driver. So we pull around. We drive for maybe a quarter mile. We're not even off the base yet. He pulls over, and he's like, oh, you get in his cab now. I was like, what the heck? So this couple got out of that cab, got in his cab, and I went and got in this other cab. Well, they gave me the name of the guy when they told me, you know, when they told me who I was going to get picked up by. And I asked the first guy if that was his name, and he's like, oh, yes, get in. Well, I asked the second guy what his name was, and he gave me a totally different name. So basically, I got in like a yellow cab, and I drove like 2 hours. The whole time, he's talking on the phone. He's actually dispatching other cabs while he's driving me on the Autobahn. He's going like 70 miles an hour, typing in addresses for like dispatching or whatever. I thought I was going to die. And then we almost get to the hotel where I was staying. And he's like, oh, your hotel, there was like a traffic accident or something. He's like, your hotel is 2 blocks that way. I'm like, it's like this big city. There was like a couple of hotels right there. I was like, I'm not taking all of my luggage and walking 2 blocks to hopefully find this hotel that they had set up for me. You know, all this time I'm hoping they actually set up a hotel for me.
Right.
But so he's like, okay, no problem. I go around. And so he found a different way and dropped me off in front of the hotel. And then he's like, oh, I don't know if my credit card machine works. I'm like, I don't have cash. What the heck is going on? What kind of operation are you guys running here? And then after I went in and checked in, I came back out. He's like, oh, yes, I got it working. It turned out it was like a $300 cab ride. Oh. Yeah. And they have like a contract with this other guy that was supposed to pick me up.
Right.
And it would have been like 50 bucks. So it'd be like taking a cab from, you know, New York to Jersey or something. I don't know. I have no concept of, you know, distance. I would imagine something far. Yeah. So
you want me to break down the game film for you?
On yes, that one? Please.
Okay. It's pretty, I mean, it's pretty good what happened to you. Yeah. First of all, mm-hmm. bravo. Bravo for getting in the wrong taxi and everything like that. That is a very you thing to happen.
Well, I was standing there looking like a tourist, and he obviously noticed that and was like,
well,
I just
see this guy in my car. He's just a guy that was looking for somebody to take a ride.
Yeah.
You said, you get in the cab, and you're like, I want to go here. And he's like, yeah, I will take you there. But then he realizes, I really don't want to drive that far. So he gets on the phone and he contacts his other guy who's like, hey, I have this guy in my car. I really don't want to drive that far. I got something in the oven I forgot about. Or I really don't want to do this. Will you take him? Yeah, sure. I'll go pick him up. We'll meet. Where do you want to meet? I'll meet you at this corner and this corner. Okay. You get there. And he just yells at you. And he's like, get out. Go to that guy. And you get out and you're like, what is going on here? And you get into this other guy's cab. And you go, hey, are you this person? And he goes, no. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, all right. We're going to go to this place, right? Yes.
He's like, I'm just going to make a bunch of money.
Right. Then he goes all the way there because he's like, I'm going to make bank on this. Mm-hmm. And then you get there, and then he pulls the classic trick, which cabbies do all the time. Be aware of this, ladies and gentlemen. When cabbies say, my machine doesn't work, it means they want you to pay them underneath the table. They don't want the cab company to get their cut out of that leverage bill. So...
Makes sense.
So that's what happened. That's why I was like, oh, my machine doesn't work. Oh, I finally got it to work, because he thought you were going to leave without paying at all. And then he would have had to drive all that way, and he would have had to pay for that instead of you. So he'll take what he can get. But if he can get the cash from you, he'll take that a lot more.
And he probably hoped that I wouldn't know that there was like an exchange rate, and I would pay him way more than
right. what yeah.
he owed.
So
he just keep asking me for money. He'd be like, oh, no, more.
Right.
Stupid Americans.
Pretty much, yeah.
But here's what I didn't think of until right now was that other taxi that was waiting for me for like 3 hours. Like, he got there and he's like, what the heck? This guy left me again.
Right. I'm sure he called and was just like, I'm surprised they – so. Did the military end up, did you end up having to pay for that, or did, like, what happened?
So they were supposed to, I put it on my government travel card, and then they were going to reimburse me to pay that off.
Right.
But when I got back, I told our guy that was in charge of that, the story, and he was like, I don't know if they're going to actually pay for that. I think they ended up, cause they pay you for like different things as well, like travel time and food and per diems and all that stuff. So,
right.
Where I would have made like $200, that would have been like food and stuff. I ended up making like $20. So,
oh, that's good. Nice.
Yeah, pretty much I paid for all that stuff myself.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they paid somebody to do that, and you didn't take the person. You were like, ah, I don't want to do that. I want to do my own thing.
Ever been lost in Germany before?
No. No, I'm not. And I'm not planning on it.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Of course you're not going to plan on it. What is this, hostel?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the movie about them going to like some youth hostel in Europe?
Well, that's Taken.
No, they didn't go to a youth hostel. Huh? That was, they took Liam Neeson's daughter.
Yeah, in the movie Taken. The movie was a hostel.
No, this was like way, way like more ghetto. It was like a much cheaper. It was like supposed to be a horror movie.
I don't think so. I don't think that actually happened. Did Liam Neeson have guns in it?
Liam Neeson wasn't in it. I don't think there was any actors or actresses that you would have recognized in that movie.
Do they not have faces? Is that the problem?
No, they do have faces that are unrecognizable.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, or maybe they would be recognizable because they have those faces that, people are like, you look familiar.
I find that very fascinating. There's a whole group of actors out there that everybody recognizes them, but nobody knows their names.
Yeah,
They're
sure.
like, "Oh, you're that one." When they come up on the screen, you're like, "Oh, that guy," and
Yeah.
you're like, and then somebody, the person next to you, go, "Oh, who's that guy? What was he in?" He's like, "I don't know. He was in that other movie. Remember we watched it?" Nobody remembers the name of the movie that he was in, and
Yes.
nobody remembers the name. But you're like, "I like that guy," and
Yeah.
everybody's like, "Yeah, I usually like. He always plays a bad guy or something, doesn't he?" Yeah, he's probably a bad guy in this.
Well, and this is how crazy I am. I can't let it go. So I mean, you obviously know what movie you're watching. So you have to IMDb that movie. And
Right.
then the annoying thing is, obviously, they're not like a main character. So you have to go through like, if it's a large movie, you have to go through like 50 people till you recognize. And half of them, they don't look the same because they're, it's like their face shot. No, not mugshot. What do they call that?
It's
know?
mugshot. Yeah,
Mugshot,
you're correct.
yeah. The fancier version, though.
Yeah, okay.
Headshot, that's the one my wife just told me.
She's so smart.
I know. She knows all of her fancy words. Yeah, that's why we have her here.
Yeah, that's
She's
it.
like the technical director. Or what do they call that on radio shows? There's the guy in the background that always chimes in randomly, like the producer or whatever.
No, it's not a producer. It's a what is the word? Laura, what is the word for that? What is the word for producer? Somebody that produces things on the side that's not in the forefront.
The director.
No, it's the producer. I
No.
just said it like a bunch of
Yeah, he just said
times.
it. Wow, you're not very talking word. Speaking of which, I saw Jubal is still on the air.
What?
Yeah. He's
Why?
been on the air for like 40 years, I
Wait,
swear.
is this on actual radio?
Yeah, he like hosts the show on, I don't know, 106.1 or something.
That's crazy.
Or I don't know what it is. All these shows, the channels have changed since back in the day.
Back in my day,
Yeah, these dang kids.
we had three channels and we liked it. No, we didn't like it. It was full of like terrible shows. There's a lot worse now. Actually don't even remember the last time I watched normal TV. All I watch is Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus now,
Yeah.
because they have some good shows.
But you know what? It's messed up. How everybody was like, oh, I'm gonna get all these stream services so I don't have to pay this dumb cable bill. And now, each of the stream services is like $5, but you have 30 of them, so you're paying 10 times what you would have in cable.
Oh yeah, no, that's the whole thing. Is like, yeah, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna pay for TV. I'm gonna save a hundred and something dollars, and then you pay a hundred and something more dollars to have all these streaming things. That's why you steal other people's accounts. You say,
Yeah.
I will pay for some, and you pay for the other ones, and we'll just kind
Right.
of channel swap, I guess.
But I think if you told them that, then you wouldn't be officially stealing from them. You'd be co-owning those accounts.
I call it renting
Venting,
without.
yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you're not paying them anything, but if they're using yours, quid pro quo.
I am paying them by laughter and
Yes.
joy that they give
Yes.
me. So
Wait, they give you or the show gives you?
exactly.
Yep.
Was that enough time? Did I pause long enough? I never know. I never
Yeah.
know.
I don't know if there's a set amount.
Of time to pause?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there is, but there's probably not.
I mean, it's probably situational based, so.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So yeah, that's my one of my crazy travel stories.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that was well, that wasn't the craziest one I get. Well, I guess it was. Yeah. I mean, there's another time I threw up all over on an airplane because they do these things called tactical landings, and they don't tell you ahead of time where they drop suddenly, so they're gonna get shot out in the sky when they're dropping you off at your base.
Wait,
And
what?
so I was on a C-130, which is a like an Air Force transportation jet, And I was going to Iraq, and they do these things called tactical landings, where they drop rapidly when they're approaching the airfield or airport or whatever they call it there, so that they don't get like shot down by like terrorists and stuff.
Ah, okay. So it's just like, and all of a sudden, just like, oh, we're just going to go land now.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, they didn't even land. We just dropped like, again, I have no perception of like distance, but I want to say like 2,000 feet or kilometers or something from in the air. And then I was like, oh, ooh, that kind of made me queasy. And they did it again like 5 seconds later. And I tried to put my hand in front of my mouth. You know, like, you don't want to, if you're like laughing hard, you don't want to spit all over everybody. It was kind of like that. But what happened was the way my fingers were, it was like putting your thumb over a hose nozzle. Oh, and it just, instead of puking like in one general area, it just sprayed over myself, all down my body armor that I was wearing, on the shoes of the guy that outranked me that was sitting across from me that we didn't even know. He wasn't with us. He was just hopping a ride. I got a puke on my buddy on the left side of me. And I just felt bad for those Air Force guys because it was rank.
Did everybody just look at you like, what is wrong with you?
Yes. Like, first time flying, huh? Like, no. Was it yours? You're the first time. How dare you. But yeah, so it kind of had a spray effect. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you have a favorite part of the world that you went to anyways?
No. I mean, we were in Germany for like layovers. We never really got to stop at any of the places that were like populated.
Okay.
We were always stuck on like military bases, so we didn't get like our heads chopped off and stuff. You know, they're worried.
I don't know why that's such a worry right now.
I don't know, hey. Well, this was like 2017.
Oh, okay. That was a good year for the Army.
Way back when. Do you think there's people that were born in 2017 listening to this podcast right now?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, is that a hard no or like a...
No, it's a definite no.
But they could be in the background.
No. Nope.
Not the demographic.
Not the demographic. So, yeah. I was going to say, so we usually talk about movies and TV shows and stuff like that on this. I recently watched the final episode of WandaVision. I know you have not watched any of that.
Correct.
So what is your take on all the superhero genre things? Do you like any of them? Do you...
Love them. So it was like the worst day ever when they canceled like every superhero show on Netflix. Like, I loved every single one. It took me a while. At first, I thought that Jessica Jones was kind of weird. I didn't really get it.
Oh, I love Jessica Jones.
Yes. And then I started watching it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. So Jessica Jones starts off really slow and is kind of, you have to kind of, it's a really well told slow story. But the bad guy in it is one of the best bad guys, the Doctor Who character or whatever. He does, I think it's David Tennant. He does the best, best bad guy in the whole thing, where he's a guy that controls people with his words. Are you looking things up, Laura?
she just gave me another topic to another show that she wanted us to talk about later.
Oh, okay. What?
Wait, well, let's finish this one.
No, let's finish this one. Okay. So you like the series?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I like the movies too, but it's just a matter of like, it takes me a while to get into them. Because I'm like, oh, well, everybody's watching this. And I'm like, I'm not going to be like everybody else. I'm going to wait and I'm going to watch it.
Right. Like, I watched all of Jessica Jones. And yes. Then that one was really good. I said, if you haven't seen Jessica Jones, go and watch it. I don't know. That one's still available, right?
It was Disney, right? Oh, Disney owns them now.
Yeah. So
they might be on Disney Plus.
The frustrating thing about all those TV series. The DC TV series, they're amazing. The DC movies, they're garbage. I don't know how you can mess that up so bad.
What's the DC TV series?
So the DC TV series would be Jessica Jones.
What? Oh.
Daredevil.
Loved it.
The Flash.
Never seen
that. Arrow.
No, I never seen that one either.
Supergirl.
Never seen it.
Luke Cage.
Loved it.
And Iron Fist.
Loved that one too.
So all those were all, those are all DC movies.
Yeah.
Or TV shows. But you take that, for some reason they cannot get the DC 2 movie correctly. And it's very frustrating because they just came out with, so the only movies that I've liked were the original Batman series, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies and stuff like that. Ben Affleck as Batman. Do not like him. I think he's one of the worst Batmans ever. Yeah. Everybody's like, he's amazing. I'm like, he is not amazing. He is Ben Affleck dressed up in a bat suit.
It's like he went to a Halloween party.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Here. He is Ben Affleck. It's a fat Batman too. Yeah. It's not like a skinny one. He's like big and bulky. I will talk to you. I will say that directly to his face. You are not a good Batman, and you need to stop now. Wonder Woman was really good.
Loved it.
The original one. I have not seen the second one yet, though I want to, though I heard it is a giant train wreck of a movie.
I watched half of it.
See, right. That's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of people go, I started watching it, then I fell asleep, then I tried watching it again, and then I fell asleep, and then I tried watching it again, and then I decided I'm not going to finish it.
You want to know the one my wife wanted me to bring up?
Sure.
She's been mocking me about this for years. I was an avid watcher, a faithful watcher.
Pride and Prejudice?
No, this might be a DC as well.
Okay, what?
It was on one of our favorite channels, the CW.
Okay.
And it was called Black Lightning.
Okay. Yeah. That one is a DC one, yes. Yes.
The quality, though, is not where I'd say it up there as all those Netflix DC ones, like Luke Cage and...
So I never watched that one. Was that one any good?
It's one of those... Once you start watching and you start knowing the characters, you're like, I gotta see what happens. But their dialogue and their acting skills are, I guess you could say, subpar.
Okay.
The writing is not great, but they have superpowers, so. Yeah.
Sold me. I don't know what Laura has to say about that, but I am sold. I am in.
Thank you. Somebody sees reason here. yeah, it kind of looked like, well, you know, that's kind of why I never really watched, you know, because the CW is kind of famous for having questionable acting in their shows.
Their shows are terrible.
Yeah. So, because isn't that what, like, Arrow and The Flash are on?
I want to say Arrow and Flash are on that.
Yeah.
And... they're decent, but their dialogue is terrible, but I still enjoy the shows.
So that's how Black Lightning was for me.
Okay, yeah. So Black Lightning, I believe, is still in the same vein as, like, Supergirl, and where they're not really dark superhero movies. They're just kind of like, hey, how do I stop this guy this time?
Yeah. They come up with, like, the most, like, character of bad guys.
Yeah. And what I really enjoy about those shows is it's the same with every single sci-fi show out there, which is the trope that I absolutely love, where they get into the situation. Oh, we are surrounded by all the bad guys and they have all this new technology. What are we going to do? I don't know. We can't do anything. And then somebody goes, well, if we invert the iron-on field and flip it over to the transmutation drive, we could maybe fix this. And he's like, oh, yes. If we do that, we're going to work on that. This is something like they just every single Star Trek episode, every single Stargate episode, every single show, every single sci-fi show I've ever watched, they go, they say this mumbled, well, we're in a situation that we don't know what to do, though we've been in this situation many times. What are we going to do? We have no idea. So we need to come up with these technical terms that mean nothing. And then somebody goes, yes, do that. And then they save the day.
Yeah, they don't even think twice about it.
No, they don't even think twice about it.
But you know who I blame for that?
Who?
Christopher Reeves and the original Superman. He was like, Lois is dead. Let's fly around the Earth the opposite way, and it'll turn back time.
Don't you say that about Christopher Reeves. That is how time travel works. You fly the Earth backwards. You reverse the polarity. You go backwards in time. This is science.
It was a great, like, I love the original Superman. Like, best, you know, one of the best Superman. I mean, I think Henry Cavill, whatever his name is, he's pretty good, too. I like him a lot, Superman.
Which one's that one? Is that the newer Superman guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not a bad Superman.
No, I mean, there's been worse.
Yeah.
I think what the names are.
Huh? I know, I can't either. I do wish there was a time that they were going to have Nicolas Cage play Superman. And I so wish that would have happened. I would have loved that. I would have watched that movie on slow-mo.
That would be the exact equivalent of having Ben Affleck as Batman, but it would be way better because everybody would know. Like, yeah. It was not like he would be like, I'm going to be the best Superman ever. He'd be like, hey, they're going to pay me. I'm going to do this. It doesn't have to be good.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He'd be just like Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Or 90% of the movies he's ever been in.
So I have this love-hate relationship with Nicolas Cage, where I think he is one of the best actors in the entire world and the worst at the same time.
I agree.
And I absolutely love him. And there's so many movies that I just enjoy him in. He was in a movie recently, well, it was a few years ago, called Mandy, where it is him with, like, chainsaws taking down, like, this cult type thing. It's pretty amazing. And he's also in a new movie that I really want to see where he gets trapped in a it's like a Chuck E. Cheese type place.
Yes, yes, I saw that too. I told my wife, I was like, I totally want to see that.
I have to see that movie.
So the other one is, have you remember seen The Wicker Man?
Yeah, we watched that together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah, it was horrible.
That's one of the movies I love him in because it is such a terrible movie all around where he's like, the bees. And I always feel bad for this, but I always say the best part of the movie is where he's being attacked and he just like starts punching all these women in the face. And you're just like, what is wrong with you?
Or what is right with
or,
you.
Yeah. No.
I have a theory, though. I think for every good movie he does, to balance out his karma, he has to do two bad movies.
That makes sense.
You know, he doesn't want to get it to go to his head. Like some of his great movies, like what's the one where he was on the plane, the Con Air. Great movie.
Con Air, if anybody has anything bad to say about Con Air, I will fight you.
Yes.
It is a great, terrible movie. It is one of the top terrible movies out there, which I have been toying with this idea, and I think I'm going to start doing it eventually. I have no idea. Is one thing I want to do is I want to do a review of all my favorite terrible movies that I love.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Because there's so many movies that I absolutely love that, one, people don't watch, and two, and I have a whole list. I have all DVDs of these terrible movies. Like, I have Surf Ninjas. Surf Ninjas is an amazing movie. That has Rob Schneider in it. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. The guy from Lethal.
Mel Gibson.
No, not Lethal Weapon. The police squad shows or whatever.
Police Academy?
No, not Police Academy. I can't remember his name right now. He's a comedian. He has the gray hair, and we're just going around in circles now.
Oh wait. Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. He's the bad guy in it.
Gotta be quality.
Amazing movie. They're ninjas that surf. How could you go wrong?
Is he like a goofy bad guy, or is he trying to play like a serious bad guy?
He's trying to play a serious goofy bad guy.
Okay. So a mixture.
Yeah, it's a mixture.
Yeah, after all those 23 and a half, whatever movie, whatever they were called movies, it's hard to take him seriously in anything.
Yeah. So. Well, he spent a whole career doing those kind of comedy roles. So.
Airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely had a career of making great punny movies.
Yes. Would you consider Airplane to be in that because they purposely tried to be terrible? Would you consider it in the same genre as?
So no, I would not consider that in the same genre as like as the movie like Surf Ninjas, like a movie like Airplane. Is a they achieved the goal that they were going for. I think a terrible bad movie is they shot for something better than what they deserve.
God, yeah. They meant it to be like a blockbuster.
Yeah, they meant it to be a really good movie and it just turned out really terrible, or it was just over the top cheesy, but in the end it's got some endearing. In order to be a good movie, in order to be a good bad movie, you have to have enough endearing characters in it where you're like, I like it when you walk away. But if you have all these characters that in the end you're just like, I don't really care if they die, then it's a terrible movie.
Right.
So that's how I kind of judge things is if I walk away going, all right, well, that was slightly endearing, then it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. But there's a lot of terrible, terrible movies. Like there's a movie I've wanted on DVD forever, cannot find. It's a movie called Going Under with Bill Pullman.
Wait, who's Bill Pullman again?
Bill Pullman is the guy from Spaceballs. Also, Independence Day is the president.
Oh yes. Oh right. Okay. Oh, he was in Spaceballs. He was Star Lord, right? No, that wasn't him. What was he called? What was his character's name
In Spaceballs?
What was his character's name?
Now I can't remember.
Oh, man, that was a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
But yeah, okay, I know what you're talking
about. So Bill Pullman in this movie that I cannot find anywhere, but it is a movie that I love. It is along the same lines as the Naked Gun movies and the Hot Shot type movies, but it is about a submarine. And the plot of this movie is he is a submarine captain who is in charge of this sub, but he is afraid of water. Awesome. So he's got to go through all these little things, and they sent him on a mission that they want him to fail in order so the government can get this money, because if he fails, then that means that they can get the grants that they need so if that fails, then they can buy the upgraded stuff instead of using that.
Right. They want to show that it's ineffective money to upgrade it.
Right. They're like, we got to send this. We'll choose this captain who's afraid of water. And every single person on there is just like, they're all destined to fail type people. And it is a absolute garbage movie. But ooh. I love this movie because I saw it as a kid and I cannot find it anywhere to buy on DVD or Blu-ray. And it makes my heart sad on the inside.
It sounds a little bit like McHale's Navy, kind of.
So it is on the same line. Tell you the truth, it's very close to the Kelsey Grammer movie. Which is Up Periscope.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's almost the exact same thing.
Except almost like a script and then just change some names.
Pretty much. But but Up Periscope is another movie I absolutely love. But that movie is more of a serious comedy. The other one is all puns the whole time. And they are terrible puns. So
yeah. Well, for a pun to be effective, it has to be terrible. It just doesn't work otherwise.
Pretty much. See, I find when you do a pun, and if somebody doesn't roll their eyes at you, then you didn't do it right.
Or you shouldn't be using that pun because it's not effective.
Right. The worst and the best is when you do a pun and it goes over everybody's head.
Yeah, they are. Like, even if they don't, maybe they didn't even understand that you did a pun. Like, they just continue on with the conversation. That's the best part.
Yeah, no, they just keep going on with the conversation. And I have two reactions to that. One is this, oh, I really got that one pass. And the other one was like, man, that was a funny one.
Do you ever do this, though? Do you ever just, like, look at them like the look on your face that says, I just did a really terrible pun?
Oh, I do that all the time. And I just sit and wait. You just sit and wait. And then people just kind of go on with their conversation. And you're just like, come on, man.
But see, if you don't let the conversation continue, that's what you got to do. That's the key. That's why my wife beat me to death half the time, because she'll look at me, she'll see the look on my face, and she'll see that I'm not continuing the conversation, and she'll be like, "What did you say?" I'm like, you didn't even hear it. That's when you know you've arrived.
Right. That's when you look that pun right in the eye, and you're like, "Yes, you're the one for me." You and me, we're going places.
We'll be together forever.
We'll be together forever, or until the end of this conversation.
Right. And then I forget, and I'll probably never use it.
Yeah, you reuse it again later.
Yeah. I mean, are you a fan of, like, the classics? Like, I use this probably 4 times a day. One of my kids will say, "Dad, I'm hungry." And I'll say, "Hi, hungry, I'm Dad." I mean, terrible.
So I do understand where you get that, because I haven't met your dad.
We call it a Stanism.
Yeah, his dad was very the other one that was really popular for him to use was his when I would say, like, Chris and me, or Chris and I,
or me and Chris.
Me and Chris. Me and Chris are gonna go do this. I didn't know Chris was mean.
Yep. Oh, I see. I don't feel like I can carry that one, so I haven't. I don't think I've used that one ever. But yes, that, I mean, I don't. That probably happened my entire life.
Yeah,
there's some that just belong to people. You know,
it's true. Some of them you just gotta go. You just say, that one's yours.
Yeah.
We're going to bury you with that one.
What's written on my tombstone? That is.
That's what's written on my tombstone. Plus, like, pepperoni and pineapple. So,
well, yeah, delicious. I mean, people don't like that combination. You're stirring up some controversy here.
That's what I am. All a controversy. And I like it.
Yeah.
I don't understand the people that don't like pineapple on their pizza.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's so good. It is so good. Mm-hmm. Though I did see somebody put kiwi on one, and whoever does that, you're a gross person. I don't like you. We cannot be friends, and if we are friends, you can take back that friend request.
What kind of pizza would this be? Just cheese pizza with kiwi on top.
It was like a Hawaiian, but instead of pineapple, they had kiwi on there.
That's so weird.
Thank you.
Like, pineapple makes sense. It's kind of got, like, a crunchiness to it. Even when you cook it, it's still kind of kiwi's just mushy.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be like having like plain avocado on top.
It's like adding like a slug on top of your pizza.
Exactly.
How would you like your slug? I would like it not cooked, definitely. I don't know how kiwi tastes cooked, but it sounds, I feel like it would taste like avocado cooked, which is gross.
Yeah. Yep. Now, I'm not going to lie. I am a fan of kiwis. I leave the skin on. I'll eat that whole thing.
What?
There's something. It's like sour. The skin makes it sour. It's delicious.
then you're just tasting like fuzz.
Well, the texture is not great. But you're doing it because you need that little sour bite. If you've never tried it, no. No, it's amazing.
No, it's not.
It, so if you eat kiwi cut up and like skin, like take that outside skin off, yeah. Like it's kind of mushy. And most of the time, it's not real super flavorful. It's kind of like a watery, but you leave that skin on. Delicious.
I didn't know we can't be friends anymore, so.
Hey, at least I don't have it on pizza.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have me sign a no kiwis with the skin on clause before I joined you.
No. Nope.
You.
Yeah. That's sad. I will have to write that into my next contract with people.
Let me ask, before you come on the show, do you like kiwis with pizza on? Or kiwis with skin on it?
Yes, I like kiwis with pizza on it. And can you hold the kiwis?
Well, yes, I can. Yeah, but that's probably the weirdest thing I've heard of on a pizza. I mean, anchovies on a pizza is kind of weird, but I get it.
It's like a savory thing, but fish is gross. So,
yeah, fish is gross. All fish. I hate every single one of them. Especially that Nemo guy. I hate that guy.
It's true. He's kind of a jerk.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when you're a kid watching those shows and you totally like side with the same age group. Like, you're like, that dad's a jerk.
Right.
You know, I would run away too. And then as a dad, you're like, I'm not going to go after that kid. He deserves it. I mean, I would.
Right.
For recording purposes.
That's good. That is good. So, yeah. Well, I was going to talk about the whole WandaVision, the whole ending.
Oh, yeah. We got sidetracked there, didn't we?
But, unfortunately, Chris doesn't watch it. Nate's not here to converse with me on it because he was supposed to be caught up on it. And it just, the season is over on it. And if you like the superhero movies, that is a great show to get into because it goes from slightly strange to a little bit more strange to, oh, this is very interesting to, all right, this is getting good. And then Well, because it starts off as like a 1950s, 1920s, I don't know the time frame, sitcom, and then it kind of goes from there. Then there's only like one awkward thing in that episode where everything's just slightly off and everybody's just like, wait, what's going on? Yeah. And then the next episode, they cut to another year time frame. So they went from like the 50s, now they're in like the 70s. Cool. So they have it's like a 70s sitcom on that episode. And then they slowly go up, like one of them is a Malcolm in the Middle type thing.
What? Oh, I didn't realize that.
And then, you know, they even get to the office where they're doing like the interviews type things where they're like, where they have the interviews with the cast or whatever, what's going on with them at the time.
Yeah.
In the episode, they're doing that. And then there's like strange things going on where like something will get mixed up. And then one of the people in the towns will be like, oh, I'm sorry, that didn't go right. Do you want me to redo this? And everybody's just like, wait, what? So starts off weird, gets really increasingly better, and near the end it's a great show.
So it kind of sounds like what's that show where they are, it is a sitcom and then it's all in black and white and then it slowly becomes color?
What?
The movie.
Oh, the Majestic?
No, I don't think so. That was I think that was with
no, the
loses memory or something. Jim Carrey's in that one, I think.
That was the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, that was a good one. No, this is the it has
Pleasantville.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. But I mean, color technics wise. But I believe in that one, somebody has sex and then all of a sudden the world comes alive.
Right. Colorful. Yeah, exactly. But I don't think they ever realized they were in a TV show on that one. So that
No.
It would more be like, what was the one with where he, the Truman Show?
Yeah, the Truman Show. All comes back to Jim Carrey.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, back in the day, there was that saying of, what was it? It was... Kevin Bacon was like in everything.
Oh yeah, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right. I feel like that is outdated now. Like, there's all these other, like Nicolas Cage should be the new Kevin Bacon. He's been in a heck of a ton of movies.
He has been, and I would think that would be really easy to do. Yeah, he's been in most movies with most people.
Yeah,
and I think. Well, actually, I think you could, if you do Nicolas Cage, it's very easy to do because you just go from Nicolas Cage to John Travolta to anybody you really want.
Right. I'm sure he played with ladies that are in everything, in a lot of things, movies too.
Yeah, pretty much. So, too easy.
Well, isn't, what's the guy with the creepy eye that was in that Con Air, the secret, the guy that they have locked up in like the Hannibal Lecter type of character.
That was not in that movie.
Yeah, Con Air.
In Con Air?
Yeah. No, he was like the super.
I don't think so. That's not in that movie.
Yeah, remember all the
Steve Buscemi was not in that movie.
Yeah, Con Air.
I know. Steve Buscemi. I love him.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of movies too.
He has too. And you would just connect him to Adam Sandler, and then you would connect to anybody you really want to.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's a lot of people that actually like could be. I don't know why it was just Kevin Bacon. Maybe back in the day, other people just didn't get as many roles, or I don't know why Kevin Bacon ended up being the one.
Well, it was because at the time, Kevin Bacon was known as an actor in probably the most films, or he was just, he had so many like little bit parts in so many different films at the time that they were like, oh, let's play 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
because he's been in so many things. Plus Bacon is good.
Oh, so. Yeah, I can agree with that. You know, though, it's sad that the Army has kind of ruined Bacon for me, because I out in the field so often, you wouldn't have our choice. They would bring out turkey bacon. Oh. So I have like a weird love for turkey bacon.
I'm sorry. Actually, I don't hate turkey bacon. It's not bad. If you learn to fry it in some sort of, like you add some sort of grease to it.
Like bacon grease.
Yeah. If you take turkey bacon and you add bacon grease to it. Then you take the turkey bacon, you throw that away, you add real bacon to it. It's amazing. It's amazing. You can't tell the difference. And you're like, I'm eating turkey bacon right now. And it's amazing.
It's so healthy.
It's so healthy for you.
But here's the thing. Turkey bacon was like $2 for like 5 pounds. Bacon is like, regular bacon is like $12 for like 6 strips.
Where are you buying your bacon?
I don't, at the store. I don't really buy things. But if I did, I would imagine that it would be expensive.
Right.
No, but I was at like Safeway or something, and I looked at the turkey bacon. It was like $4 less.
Yeah. Because nobody wants it.
I guess that's the whole supply and demand. That's how they get you. Oh, just because people don't want to buy it means it's cheaper?
Right.
What world does that work in?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Whoever came up with that.
It's all done with witchcraft. That's as far as I know.
Well, all good things are. As we find in WandaVision.
Yeah. You will find that in WandaVision. All good things come into witchcraft.
Speaking of which, on Netflix, they were like doing a revival of Sabrina, like from back in the day. And I was like, oh, this, you know, I remember watching that when I was younger, and it was way darker version.
Yeah, I saw the preview for that one. That one looks really dark, but it also looks good. The other one that's, they're reprising so many different shows now. It's ridiculous. Yeah. They ran out of ideas, and now they're just putting skins on things. The one that I'm very wondering why they're bringing it back is a show called Frasier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Frasier is making its comeback here soon. It's got it's being set up right now. Frasier's Kelsey Grammer is signed on to do it.
And is he playing like the same Frasier, or is he playing like
same Frasier?
What? But I will say this: have you noticed though that most of those remakes of those shows don't last long?
No, they don't. A lot of times it's because different time, different periods and stuff like that. Like Arrested Development came back. One of the funniest shows out there. But it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And also it lost a lot of the energy that it had from the original time or whatever.
Yeah, the problem is instead of trying to come up with original content, they're trying to bring back the feeling that people had when they watched it the first time. So they feel like they have to copy the same style that it was, but it worked back then because it was a whole different time.
Right, it was a different time frame and stuff like that. And that's the interesting thing. There's a lot of money in nostalgia right now, where when it comes down to people want old movies. They want to own these collectibles and stuff like that. That remind them of their childhood and stuff like that. So the TV shows are like putting out things that people are familiar with, hoping to connect with that a little bit of nostalgia in you.
Right.
Nostalgia equals money.
Yeah. Yep. And like the suckers we are, we just keep setting it, but we get bored easily. That's the thing.
Well, that's the thing is like when it comes out, whatever the new thing is, which is an old thing reskinned, you compare it to what it was. And when it doesn't compare and it doesn't bring back the feelings because you're like, I've already watched the full arc of this character.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to watch the next arc of this character. Because too much time in my life has passed. And I know for me, like, I have shows that I enjoyed as a kid. Like, I loved the A-Team when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I always watched all the way up to the last season. But I never – till this day, I've never watched the last season of the A-Team.
Oh, interesting.
And I never watched the last season of the A-Team because in my mind, the show still never ends. They're still on their adventures. They're still doing their things. The last season, they stopped doing the adventures. They switched the format. They're not being chased by everybody anymore. They're doing other things. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, right.
But
you know what? That film they could come back with, or show that they could come back with it, I would still watch every single episode of.
What?
Well, it's a show about a little known spaceman who's also a cowboy. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know. Firefly.
Greatest show ever.
Yeah, I would be down for it to it. So many rumors about it coming back. I don't think it'll ever come back. Yeah, there's always been rumors about it coming back. I think the time has passed on it, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, it was one of the best shows, best cast, and everything like that. And It was my fault. I wasn't watching at the time.
Nobody was. Nobody heard about it because it was on friggin' whatever channel that was that nobody ever watched.
It was on Fox.
Well, was it the regular Fox?
Yeah, it was regular Fox. So it was on. So the interesting part for us, that was the year that we were in that the church program together.
Oh yeah,
it was the 99-2000.
Oh okay, it was.
Yeah, that's when that show aired originally.
Yeah, we didn't watch it till like
years later. Yeah. Well, we started watching it. Chris and I used to live in a house together, and with a bunch of friends, and
we called it the Batch Pad.
The Batch Pad, also known in the neighborhood as something else.
In the neighborhood, you don't get the pleasure of that name.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we started watching it after the movie came out or whatever. Because they released the movie a few years later after there was demand. And the network basically is what the reason that show kind of failed is because they had it. When you watch it on DVD, you get to watch it in order. When they released it, they started off, first episode was episode 3. And then they went back and they did another episode and then they did episode 1 and 2. So they did it completely out of order where they didn't tell the story of who these characters are or anything like that. They just kind of released, you're on a train and you're robbing this train and stuff like that. Because it's a good episode, but it's not as interesting as learning who these characters are.
You don't have context.
Yeah, you have no context. Right. So...
Was it also like in like a really awkward time slot too? I remember something about that.
So yeah, it was also running against, I don't remember the show right now, but it was like one of the really popular shows and they're like, oh, let's run this off script, nobody knows about show against this show that's been around for like 20 years or something like that. So yeah. Sad. It is very sad.
It does make you wonder, though, like, because you were talking about earlier how people aren't creative. But when you look at, like, all the shows that have been popular, you're like, this takes no creativity to come up with this idea, but it was a huge hit. Like, Friends. Like, right. People living in the house together. Like, that was a basic in Seinfeld, the show about nothing.
Right.
Like, these are ideas you come up with, but people can't, like... People want that guaranteed thing to make money, and that's why all that nostalgia that comes in, but they don't last because nobody's willing to kind of take a risk and like do something different.
Well, there's also we got to close it down here pretty soon, but yeah. I'm going to kind of close it with this. There's also a thing of back in the day when they would make a show, the cast you had for the show were not all models.
Right.
These were, for the most part, a lot of normal looking people. And now when you shoot a show, everybody is like a model. Everybody's got the perfect hair. Everybody's got the perfect face. They run through the jungle and they, you know, they tumble down this flight of, you know, mud and stuff like that. And they get up and their hair is perfect. There's no buy-in to me when these people don't look like they're actual people. They like the environment that they create is a fake environment, and I feel like it's a fake environment. Mm. When I watch shows like maybe The Office or some of the older shows that have that nostalgia to it, that something that keeps you interested in it, you have more regular looking people. And the more like one of the shows I like is The It Crowd or whatever. It's an older show, and The IT Crowd or whatever it's called, whatever people want to call it. They tried redoing a reboot of it, but they were all doing it with model characters, and it was just like the original cast is not, they're not ugly, but they're not the pretty people in the world, and it just doesn't work. The problem I have is when the nerdy guy goes to ask the model out for a date and he's hotter than the model, you're like, and he gets shot down, you're like, duh, he's going to get the date with the model. This is dumb. But when the guy that doesn't look good goes to ask the model out on a date and there's a shot that he may get it, then you're more invested in that. But if the guy looks just as good as the model, then you're just like, of course that girl's going to go out on a date with him. That's dumb. This is stupid. Why are we even asking this question?
Well, and you know what
movie? Why is he acting like he's insecure? He's got a six-pack abs and he's like super ripped. Oh, yeah. I don't think you're going to be able to get the girl on this one.
Yeah, the show that the IT crowd should have been was The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
That was the perfect example of what you're talking about.
Right. The Big Bang Theory was a success because they were not good-looking people. Not that they're bad-looking.
But they made them nerdy and frumpy and
right. In the show. Yeah. And that's what connects with people. There has to be that connection and buy-in. And a lot of the stuff they do nowadays, not everything. There is some really good stuff that's coming out. There's a lot of good shows that you're like, oh, I wonder who thought of that. That's a really cool idea. But a lot of the stuff that they remake, not really interested in because they remake it and everybody's too pretty for... And I have no buy-in. I have no interest. Because I don't look pretty.
I think you look pretty.
I didn't want to be the one that said it. Thank you very much.
That's why you brought me on, isn't it?
100% for that moment alone. I'm going to scrap everything else and we're just going to go from that to the end. All right. Well, I'm going to end this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening to the Chris and Dave Hour on Woo! Seriously Awkward and Friends. I'm hoping to have, I don't know what Chris's life is going to happen, but I'm looking for another person to be on the show all the time. As much as possible, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can drag him out again. Let's see what his interaction would be with Nate. Because Nate is exactly like me, but 10 times more boring. No, just joking. Anyways, that's it. All I can say is goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.